Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Ray Light Morning Fire Lynch yet. Yes, the pain in dreams comes again. Race pain, people are people are people everywhere. Yeah, ooh, 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 yeah, ooh, 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 yeah. Our people, yes, people, every people, most people, ooh, 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 yeah, ooh, 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 most people in pain. Yes, the pain and pain today. Oh, wow, oh, wow, it must be the devil. Oh wow, oh wow, it must be the devil, it must be the devil, it must be the devil. Oh wow, oh wow, yeah, devil, oh wow, must be the devil, must is be the devil. It can't be Rockefeller, it can't be him, no Lord, it can't be DuPont, no Lord, can't be, no Lord, no way, no way, no sir, no way, Jose, can't be them rich folks, they's good to us, they's good to us, they's good to us, they's good to us, they's good to us. I know the master told me so. I seated on channel 7, I seated on channel 9, I seated on channel 4 and 2 and 5, the rich folks, good to us, poor folks ain't shit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh wow, oh wow. Everything gonna be different after we die. We ain't gonna be hungry, ain't gonna be pain, ain't gonna be suffering, won't go through this again after we die, after we die. Oh wow, oh wow, wow. After we die, it's all gonna be good. Have all the money we need after we die, have all the food we need after we die, have a nice house like the rich folks after we die, after we die, after we die, we can live like Reverend Ike after we die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Must be the devil. It ain't capitalism, it ain't capitalism, it ain't capitalism. No, it ain't that. Jimmy Carter wouldn't lie. Life's unfair, but it ain't capitalism. Must be the devil. Oh wow, it ain't the police. Jimmy Carter wouldn't lie. You know Rosalind wouldn't, or Lillian. His drunken racist brother ain't no reflection on Jimmy. Must be the devil got him, I tell you. The devil killed Malcolm and Dr. King, too. Even killed both Kennedys and Pablo Neruda. Overthrew Allende's government. Killed Lumumba and is negotiating with Stephen Fetchett. Sleeping, eating Birmingham over there in Salisbury. Going under the name of Ian Smith. Must be the devil. It can't be Vosta. It can't be apartheid. It can't be imperialism. Jimmy Carter wouldn't lie. Then you hear him saying his State of the Union message. I swear on Rosalind's facelifted catatonia. I wouldn't lie. Nixon lied. Haldeman lied, Dean lied, Hoover sucked too, but Jimmy don't, Jimmy wouldn't, Jimmy ain't lying, it must be the devil, it must be the devil, put your money on the plate, it must be the devil, in heaven we'll all be straight, it can't be Rockefeller, he gave Amos Poot Booty a scholarship to Behavior Modification University, and Genevieve Almost White works for his foundation, it must be niggas, it can't be Mellon, he gave Winky Suckass a fellowship in his bank, put him in charge of closing out mortgages in the low-life Pittsburgh Hill nigga section, it can't be him, yes sir, 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 yes sir. put your money in the plate. Don't be late. Don't have to wait. You're going to be in heaven after you die. You're going to get all you need once you're gone. Yes, sir. I heard it on the Jeffersons. I heard it on the Rookies. I swallowed it whole on Roots. Wasn't it nice? Wasn't it nice? Slavery was so cool, and all you had to do was wear derbies and vests and train chickens and buy your way free if you had a mind to. Must be the devil. It wasn't the white folks, them lazy niggas, chained theyself and threw their own black asses in the bottom of the boat. Well, now that you mention it, there was a certain King Ass Black Uwasi that helped throw your ass in the bottom of the boat, your mama, your wife, and you never see them no more. It must have been the devil. Give me your money. Put your money in this plate. Heaven will be here soon. You just gotta die. Just gotta stop living. Close your eyes, stop breathing, and bam-o, heaven be here. You have all of what you need. Bam-o, all of a sudden, heaven be here. You have all of what you need. That assembly line you work on will dissolve in thin air. Oh, wow, wow. Oh, wow, wow. Just gotta die. Just gotta die. This old world ain't nothing. Must be the devil got you thinking so. It can't be Rockefeller. It can't be Morgan. It can't be capitalism. It can't be national oppression. Oh, wow, no way. Now, go back to work and cool it. Go back to work and lay back just a little while longer till you pass. It's all gonna be all right. Once you're gone, give me that last bit of silver you got stashed there, sister. Give me a dust now, brother man. It'll be okay on the other side. Your soul be clean, be washed pure white. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow. Now go back to work. Go to sleep. Yes, go to sleep. Go back to work. Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Ooh. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Inside our world, there I was. just have our issues. We all have our diseases. And a lot of us don't want to talk about it, but one of our diseases is just to talk about sex. You give your draw to any dude that says, hi, how you doing? You cute. I like your weave. Your shoes are nice.
I
got you a bottle of water. Can I get some? You know what? I'm just being real. A lot of us have that issue because we ain't secure in ourselves as queens to understand that niggas got to work to get into heaven. I'm sorry. You got to work to get into heaven. So this piece is actually inspired from a message that I heard. I heard a minister say that my womb is sacred, a place where God makes his greatest creations, that in between my legs isn't a place of recreation, and anyone who gets to lay with me must consider it a blessing. But here's the lesson. Because sisters, we let unbelievers into heaven, giving out free slurping samples like it's 7-Eleven. No wonder many brothers believe salvation is free. But there's a cost to everything, and in the end, we pay. We pay in tears, and we want him to stay. But he can't, because every night his wife is expecting him to lay with her. Or how about when we let them in when they say, I love you? All nouns, no verbs. Allowing verbiage to fertilize our foliage so he has no inspiration to see our work. Clean hands be no work so he can't fertilize our earth. Angry wounds and broken hearts are what's left. No wonder we birth gods of destruction and death. And yet we can say that we can blame the men, but the responsibility of guarding us starts with self. Thank you. I'm sorry, they were throwing me off. But the responsibility of us starts with self. You are your own gatekeeper. Stop leaving the doors open to heaven expecting someone else to take care of it. Love yourself. Love your health. And this ease has more than just to do with STDs. It has to do when your spirit bleeds, because you've allowed an energy that has leaked into your soul carrying disrespect, disregard, and is uncontrolled. Why give a weak man such a stronghold on your ability to produce? And if you think that nigga's no good, guess what? You no good too. So what should we do? So what should we do? We should stop living in the lie and daily walk in the truth. See, we are queens, goddesses, beautiful in spirit. Our blackness is our connection to this earth, the universe, and the sun, which is why we glow when we in it. Live in the Isis spirit. One king for your queen, one God for your heaven. Stop letting jokers in. You're not a football field. Stop letting brothers play with you. If that nigga spit one thing and live another, guess what? He gaming you. But no different from the slave master's speech that seems so sweet. He enslaving you, but because he looked like you. It's cool. And everybody plays the fool sometimes. But I wish one time would do, but y'all know how we do. We be like, girl, he ain't do got a job. Maybe do or don't live with his mama. And he fine too. I get it, sis. But will he take care of you? Provide your needs, take care of your feet. Does that nigga love you enough to put on the condom? Or does he have raw expectation with ease? Does he get into heaven without lifetime admission and no fee? Keep giving heaven away like penny candy, and you find yourself pennies away from love and happiness, praying for God to set you free. It's kind of hard for him to do that when you want to hold the key. That's that piece.
What you won't do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. In my heart is only you. Make me do for love what I would not do. I know exactly what you did that stormy night in December. I was a victim of the crime, yes indeed I remembered. Knew deep inside you would do anything for the presidents. Wipe your prints off the evidence and make it look like an accident. I wonder what made you react so violently. You convinced me to sign that damn insurance policy. Now I'm the freaking retard, lying in the graveyard, decomposing the dirt, and you still spending my credit card. Think about the things you did that used to bug me. Spent up my money, slept with my buddy, then it got ugly, then or not. Y'all I got, I'm coming back for you, honey. Till death do we part, my heart heart won't allow me to die. Thugs through 6 feet of dirt, storm clouds screamed in the sky. Tears of blood fell from my eyes, I considered my pain. My cold, dead skin bombarded by rain. Homicidally insane, came back from the grave to get her. Came back from the grave to prove I be the dude she can't get rid of. And that sorry cat that's with her, that I once called friend, he only made pretend just to get at her rear end. I seek revenge on him, kill a man, kill him again. Dragging my feet, rigor mortis set in, I move fast as I can. A black cat shrieked as I crossed his path, caught my reflection on a piece of broken glass, and I laugh on some Charlie Manson chuckle. Dead man walking, past tense like a brass name belt buckle. The angel of death called for me, but I refused to go, and I came back just to let her know. My friends wonder what is wrong with me, 'cause I'm in a daze from your love, you see. And I came back to let her know, got a thing for you, and I won't let go. Anger and misery got me trapped in this human shell. No time to concentrate on heaven or hell. The angel of death stole my breath so I would not cross over. That's something, something for wifey boo and a two-faced Casanova. See, in the end, justice will prevail. I'm deader than a motherfucker, they can't send me to jail. They try to stop me, but they fail. Little did they know, I would return from the grave as a ghost roaming the ghetto. At the stroke of midnight, I creeped to the wall, pointed my finger at the ceiling fan and made that fall. Ripped the phone out to prevent them making 911 calls. Not that it would matter, my man saw me, emptied his bladder, his teeth, they started to chatter. His heart filled with fear, he shut his eyes for half a second and I disappeared. Terrified, trying to hide, he knew why I came back. Revenge is sweeter than the syrup on your pancake stack. Scream his name from the shadows, asking why he did it. He said he was sorry, begged me for mercy. I said forget it, put my hand on his mouth so the man couldn't shout. My free hand ripped his heart out, without a doubt. Ghosts all up in the house, now for the spouse. I go upstairs, she's in the room, sleep snoring. I levitate, so creeping floorboards won't give her warning. I lay beside her, kissed her on the cheek, the story ends with her friends never seeing her again. My friends wonder what is wrong with me, 'cause I'm in a daze from your love, you see. And I came back to let her know, got a thing for you, and I can't let her go. Got a thing for you, and I can't let her go. And I won't let go.
Why you ragging on the world? Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Before I bring out your feature, hold up. I need everybody's attention real quick. Up top, up top, up top, too. Look, I know y'all getting nice at the bar. Y'all bellies is full, and I appreciate that energy because we need that love in here. But real quick, my man got something to say. He want to take the stage, but I need y'all to I need all eyes up here. I need focus. You know what I mean? If y'all could please, I mean, take the cafeteria, lunchroom, school shit, and break it down to a church sermon, like just for 5 minutes. My man got something he want to say to y'all. Hey, Shice, come on, man. Hope you can calm him down.
How can I move the crowd? It's a question I ask myself every day. New week beginning, the world still spinning in a social decline. Got so many thoughts on my mind, can't wait to get to the venue and share some issues. Now, Rob, and realize nobody cares about the poet's tears, ideas, hope, aspirations, and fears. See, he came for the ladies, and she came for the drinks. And my mind starts to sink into a situation of deep dread, thoughts pounding in my head. When I'm called to the stage and I breathe. Read excerpts from the book of my life. Stand on stage, I turn the page, I realize I'm talking to a crowd of closed minds and dead eyes. Just wanted to share the art, but the words get sacrificed upon the cross. Cause my sisters are dealing with her own pain. Another broken relationship, thought that man would be the one. And street violence took somebody else's son. And there's a daughter home pregnant at 14 in the hood, got a way of crushing all our dreams. Got a father upstate, a mother with a drug habit, you just can't shake it. I want to speak to the crowd about the African child soldier in the Congo with the AKs. But right here, we got juvenile gangsters stuck in their ways. You can give it to me, and I put it all in my book of poems and make a burnt offering to the mantle. Because if life is in shambles, trust me, ain't nothing you can't handle. But oh my God, it's hard. But tonight, we're going to turn this open mic into the afterlife. Here and now, it's heaven on earth. And it's going to get beautiful like a black baby's bird. Can't crip walk when I talk, get low when I spit fire. Spoken word, good deacon, need you to hum along with the choir. This is street life salvation, up ye mighty nation, off the plantation. I'm so real, I'm drinking 40 ounces of liquid freedom while weak minds work the field. And African blood still spills from the masses' bullwhip. But he gonna have to slow down, I carry a full clip. How could I move the crowd? It's a sign on the door, no niggas allowed. I only came to build with the gods, head to the sky. Shice is your big brother, you can call on me. And Satan on your back, trust me, I'm knocking out all bullies. The devil ain't got nothing for me. I'm more powerful than a Negro spiritual. African legacy just rolls off my tongue like drums. Poetic rhythms of hip hop break beats when I speak to the gods. Peace.
I'm born. don't leave none. We might kill that cracker before we run. He gets scared and wants to turn back. He say he running out of breath. I point gun free, dumb or death. Morning come and we lay low. Got so many more miles to go. Find the underground railroad. Unborn child wants his life now. Labor pains and I can't be loud. Hunting dogs might hear my sound. Baby come and he don't cry. Almost like he know we hiding. He born free and I thank God. We reach north just like we planned. Nice city with buildings stand. All built by a black man's hand. Free labor, not me no more. You better pay me if you want clean floors. You see, I earn money, but whites get more. Friend tells me I still ain't free. Northern states can't protect me. You better not go where the bounty be. Years go by, time came and went. Finally, abolishment. From the other side, I watched them forget, forget. Forget. From the other side, I watched them forget. From the other side, I watched them forget. From the other side, I watched them forget.
And some will have dreams, and some will see visions.
Hello, this is Master Griot Radio. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. I felt Master Griot Radio needed to take a good music and spoken word break. We do a lot of talk, but we needed to just sit back and chill and get back to the spoken word. I just want you to take a moment and just absorb and take in these fantastic artists that are doing music and spoken word and a combination of both. Just want you to just take it in. And this is just an inkling. This is just an inkling of what I have available right now. And I still have so much more just to get. But this is just living proof that there's good quality music and good quality spoken word that's on the same level as mainstream. So you have a choice as to where to spend your dollars. You also, for all my business people, all of my entrepreneurs, I want you to contact us at 215-774-1237. Again, the office number is 215-774-1237. Or email talk to us at mastergriotradio.com. That's Griot is spelled G-R-I-O-T. So you contact us, and I will let you know how you can partner with an indie artist. We want to move forward our music, our good music, our good spoken word. We want to make it prevalent in the hearts and minds of our people. So it is incumbent upon us to support it directly. So our business owners, I want you to support the artists, and the artists will support your business. So we want to lift each other up while we bask and grow from the trickle down. And then for all those others, contact us also to say, how can I get this piece? How can I purchase this song? How can I be a fan and share it? Share it, share it, share it. Whatever you do, share the news. Oh, I listened to this hot, played a show. We're going to post a playlist. Google, find out, you know, who the artist is, connect with them, but we're going to post a playlist, post everybody's, as much contact information as we can find, and we want to make sure that you share it. Businesses and entrepreneurs, please, no matter your budget, I can find a way that you can effectively partner with the independent artist to move your business forward and at the same time move the artistry forward. Make sure it is prevalent in the hearts and minds of our people. Remember, words create thoughts and images. Images impact our actions, and how images and words impact how we think. How a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. And our circumstances are a direct manifestation of our thoughts. So if we want to change our circumstances, change our conditions, we need to change our thoughts, and we will change our actions. So back to the good music and spoken word. I won't be back again until the end. So here we go one more time. We just got finished listening to Tracy Lynn, Middle Passages, from her debut CD. So now we're going to go to a little, this is Just Greg. We're going to listen to the Pure Word. And this is Just Greg, and Tell Her She's a Queen.
She look unbelievable, downright unforgettable, just incredible. Asked her what's going on inside of her soul. Asked her what she want to be when she grow up. She told me Beyonce, because she seemed to get the cash that way. By shaking her sash that way, the faster way. She just had a baby 2 months ago, and she wishes it could be so simple. Stretch marks of depression, mark of self-esteem. Once a beauty queen, relying on Maybelline. A well-oiled machine, she wears tight jeans. Get some see-through shirts to boost her self-esteem. Gain attention from wandering eyes. Using her thighs to gain acceptance. Using her thighs to gain acceptance. Using her thick, beautiful black thighs to gain acceptance. Like it's cool to be addicted to erections. And not to mention she's no longer using protection. She is a falling star in a universe of low expectations. Wanting to be dead before the age of 18. Hoping death is the answer to all things and all her frustrations. She is an award miseducation. 200 years of Willie Lynch. A single parent home. A psychiatrist that prescribes Ritalin because the mother had a drug addiction. 200 years of self-hatred, throwing on weaves and makeup. She looked 40 in the face, the breasts, the waist. But she's really 15, rocking contacts that's green. A see-through shirt and some tight jeans. Literally wearing a self-esteem on her sleeves. And she can't wait for Christmas Eve so she can receive the fine things in life like a new trend in fashion. She ain't gotta open her mouth, her physical do the brag. And you know the way she walk and the way she talk and the way she get hawked by those guys who double park just to pump up her ego while she walking in passion. Pink.
Come here.
Cause she look 5'11 in heels, but she really 5'7 for real. Selling nickel bags of weed for uncle to pay for that cell phone bill. And the body like 30, but the mind is like 9. Soul is dirty, so becoming spiritual is darn near impossible. While the mother is in front of a corner store, acting like a well-known whore. Father's inside of a jail cell, rearranging his religious beliefs. Trying to find Jesus in between the lines of the Quran. Searching for a reason, searching for a meaning, cause only God can stop the bleeding. So what do you tell the future when they do not know they passed? When they worship white presidents on cold hard cash? I mean, would they really worship Malcolm X if he was on a $5 bill? Or would Martin Luther King control the oil spill?
I have a dream. I have a dream.
So what do you tell the future? Tell that she is love. She is persistence, perseverance, determination, desire, strength, respect, cradle of the civilization that held all of us together. Birthed by mothers that mothers like Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, Mary McLeod Bethune, Betsy Shabazz, birthing nations of a Marcus Garvey, of a Malcolm X, of a Martin Luther King, of a Fred Hampton. She is not Little Kim. She is not Foxy Brown. She is not Trina. But most importantly, tell her that she is a queen that is now free,
free, free, free, free, free, free, free, free.
Little Wayne's patched up, Nicki Minaj, they the game's wide open. I'm trying to strong, Jay, they on some lightweight. Uh-oh, you really Haitian? Yeah, I'm in the game, ain't stock by say. I keep trying to tell you, it's fire boulet. Drop the over metal, that's a cool CD. So why when you see me, it's still full of feet? Yeah, I get sidetracked a little, that's the ADD. Stop blaming me and hop on these, it's fresh. Paraphernalia. I get calls like Burns, don't miss your call, and it's a rap. As far as hip hop, you own it. My mind's been going, zoning to clone to the doc. Say, pick you right, get up on it. Few things gone for me. Easy on the eyes. Did he feel real? Ass still mine. Keep that jibber jabber down to a minimum. Got other rappers like, nah, man, I'm feeling them. Yo, let's see where this might go. She actually get a shot, man, she just might blow. So, don't tell me, tell a friend. You know what we call that, right? Viral marketing. iTunes, YouTube, hard to keep up. Facebook me, Twitter me up. It's Burns, baby. Ferris to the Uno. Heavy on the arugula, talk with prosciutto. Everything's mainstream. It's me, I actually read your fine ass. But that's just on the mental, though. So when I say hey, y'all say yo. I can move like the chicks in the video. Few Amaretta salads, and here we go. And the beat is bonkers. I bump that style, CJ the kids often. Had a mob deep, real murder music moment. Smell at that hip hop moment. Live for the funk, die for the funk madness. Boot camp came, broke down the mathematics. Then Wu Tang came and knocked it off the atlas. Chicken grabbed it, but now I've always had it. The West was the West, and the East the East. Kings had beef, now they both defeat. Like a chess move, feel it in my chest, ooh. How many gon' die before I talk to them? We young, party, have fun. Throw they dubs up in the club like what? And to be honest, I'm party like. That's my only sacrifice till it's paper's right. Come on.
My mother is an evangelist, and I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire-baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday, she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her, Ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems. These are prayers. This is how I talk to God, and y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations wrapped in the swatting clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. Then the spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say, and they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness, so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand, because she's almost as stubborn as I am, that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love, no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I could get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving Northeast city. But with this pen, and with this pad, and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight, so when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. Because 100 years from now, some young poet is going to be thumbing through the CDs in his great-grandmother's attic, and he's going to raise me from the dead. I said my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet, and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
This is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sister was raised in the air like bugs. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give it to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The Lord is powerful, right?
Superman can't put a basketball down. He leaves tall superniggas in a single bound. Superman ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Superman got super strength, speed, and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Superman has no supervision. Instead, he has super instinct. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Well, they clone little black girls who won't die but fight. Well, they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write. Well, they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know. Well, they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma. Who orchestrates transportation.
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros, break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Walk by, make it look sideways. Had sweetness, her aura was ice glazed. Exotic like Lambos with size rays. Enough ammo to start up a crime wave. Nice lips, wide hips, tight waist. Look like she might have a nice taste. Feels right when in her eyes I gaze. If she running, damn straight I chase. Down for me anytime, any place. Round for round, keep up the right pace. Pound for pound, love life heavyweight. Like a lawyer, might get on my case. In my corner like ice packs and white tape. On and on, it goes down fake. Cause nothing else matters anyway.
Dedicated to all of the rebounds and emotionally unstable people. or the rebounds that become emotionally unstable. Whatever your case may be, this poem is for you. Not to ridicule, but hopefully help you and your heart out. Something like that. Here we go.
My genius.
You are the next lover that caught shotgun. Only granted permission to warm the passenger side because you happen to be the first to raise your hand. You will not be told that you are not that special, for you are beautiful and intelligent and worthy, but you will never be her. The one who left the seat beneath you tattered and torn, the smell of yesterday's drop-off consists of premarital presumptions, spilled coffee, and correctional fucking for loose decisions. You'll sniff it out, become animalistic, nostrils flaring at the scent of the indifferences, back arching, teeth into your beloved's ankle, attempt to cripple their walk. Use sex as a means to scratch out the past in them, for they will convince you that you were the best option as a ride or die bitch, while all alone, not comparing to some roadkill with a pretty smile. Y'all do not compare, for you are perfect. She was never dedicated, but your dedication will begin to appear imperfect, pathetic as your occupancy of space truly is. But you are beautiful and intelligent and worthy. You are too easy. You will not be told that there is really no drive in riding down a safe road. Find them the debris, the options to curve around obstacles that happen to hamper the way into your heart. Grab the back of your lover's neck while driving. Twist their thoughts into some awkward direction. Allow them to not steer straight, sweetheart. Be the faulty pedals beneath their feet. Help coach you two crash heart dummies into a wedding car blooming with wilted flowers. They just want to be faulty with you. Dangerous joy riders. But there is no fulfillment of joy in this aftermath, for you are merely a spare tire, a convenient utility in a scene of a crash. Your emotions are a fine yet fragile glass. I call them the rear view, the way they mirror your partner's inner reflections from a relationship they wish they still had. They will not tell you that they are afraid of rearview mirrors, and therefore break your heart to avoid their own reflection. Dear proxy, leave now while your bumper is still intact, before they customize a little red Corvette out of your innocence, you silly surrogate. Do not ask why. Do not label yourself a question. Just leave with the assurance that you would not end up someone's reassurance that they are still breathing, without ever becoming their motivation for living. You will not be told that your presence is a filler, someone to sing the tunes with when the radio is playing some somber song, and a scene from the crash can still be observed from the rearview mirror. And all of your beauty and intelligence and worthiness, you are the most uncomfortable convenience when there is really no drive and riding is ride alone. I think some people going to be mad at me about this one. They need to be mad at themselves, though, right? So many conveniences out there. Everybody's looking to fill these voids. It's a danger zone when you try to fill voids instead of trying to find yourself first. Tisk. Shotgun. Shooting each other in the heart. Oh, I raised my hand first. I'm ready to date you. Come on. Alright, let me stop. Real talk.
roll fast like a test dummy. I set back and let it crash. Or like I'm running a race, barefooted with a brown lace of glass, knowing I'll finish last. Problems hard to resolve by myself. I blank out. Now my grandma thinks I need help. And I ain't about to binge or eat a hole in my kitchen, but I won't pay a fee for psychiatrists to listen to me. Besides, I recall last time I was here, I went somewhere and came out fine. And that's where I'm going. And anyone that find a release and peace when they retreat, the beast notice. It ain't nothing like taking that mic, taking them phones, turning on the track and letting it go. Let it go, let's go, so let's go. I resort to music, take my pain and cue it to this rhyme pattern and lose it like this beat is my.
Tell me where this leads. I pretend to be the man in mind, 'cause I'm on the rise and the feeling's perfect. to stay in my way. But to do it, do it, do it how I do it. Ain't concerned about what you doing, we bet. They think I'm crazy, I think maybe. We should think the corner that raised me. Think, baby, you made me. In the 80s, revived me in the 90s. Remember me, 20th century press. Your highness, she cracked.
Lord, I see it coming. Coming after me. I gotta say I'm having too much fun. And to top it all off, I know it's only just begun.
Hold it now, 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 hold it now.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy, cause they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk, jumping in with both feet, cause the answer could be just beneath the surface. And the timing ain't never gonna be perfect, but only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is two doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is born. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is one part heart, four parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunities knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.
I am so tired of being a bitch. I am so tired of being a bitch. In the homeland, I ground the meal to make your bread. I mash the berries and yams to make your wine, and I tilled in the fields beside your oxen, if you still had oxen, after paying my father for the privilege to lay beside me. And so am I, bitch. And depending upon the kind and type of man that raised me, reared me, took my hand in marriage or reigned beside me, I managed to rise in stature and status as priestess, empress, pharaoh, queen. And I'm a bitch. In war, I fought beside you. Took up the spear that you had dropped to slay the enemy that taken you from me. I resurrected your soul with the seeds I bore. And when the white slavers came, I let them take me so that you could run free. And I'm a bitch. Crossing the seas belly to belly, back to back on wooden sled sheets, too small for you and a dog to roll over on. I kept you alive. I kept you going. Speaking to you in our language of life and love and loves that we had known and would surely know again. Never giving away how many times the white slavers raped me, though you knew. I promised you in the dark and filthy, yes, we would be free and I would love you forever. But now I'm a bitch. I watched them take you away from me on the auction block, trembling from fear, shame, and hurt. They poked and prodded, looked at my teeth, tweaked my nipples and my thighs, but I refused to cry in front of you, knowing that I carried your seed within me. I promised you with my eyes that I would love you forever. But now I'm a bitch. I made a home for you whenever I could. Worked sun to moon for the white folks and then at night for you. Cooked for you, cleaned for you, mended and so begged master not to beat you times you stood up to be a man. Bore your children and loved you far into the night with my body to make you forget the indiscretions and the wrongs. But now you can call me a bitch. I watched them hang men, sell my babies. Babies are boring pain while I smiled and kissed away your tears and my tears and shame. After they'd ravaged my body while you stood near, not caring at all that you were my man or that I was yours. But now you can call me a bitch. I'm your mother, your girlfriend, your maid, I'm your sister, your daughter, your friend. Lover, am I a bitch? I, who tried to build with you during Reconstruction, who cried for you and off to fight this country's wars, who cried when you came home again to find that you hadn't won the freedoms that you fought for. I buried you, bore you, kept you alive with my poetry, my songs, my embrace. I believed in your dreams. I took up your banners. And enraged, I defied the Klan to take my man. I walked beside you in civil rights lines, got fire hosed and battered because I believed too. I've helped you and loved you, put you together when you were taken apart, made you love yourself even when you had to stand in welfare and unemployment lines. Understood you when you drank, never knowing in the morning how you'd made it home because it was on my show. Forgave you for hitting me, knocking me around, knowing it was only your frustration. Because I finally figured out which was which. I'm the queen of mankind, and your disrespect's a bitch.
To deal with nurses, so I'm spitting verses about life and death because I'm sick of churches. I'm sick of caskets, I'm sick of baskets that's full of flowers. I'm sick of bastards that's taken for granted every hour. I'm sick of wakes and I'm sick of waiting for death. I'm sick of making excuses for myself to accept it all. Please increase the peace, man, all these senses playing. Pay attention when I'm spitting. Stop the violence, too many moments of silence. We playing David trying to destroy Goliath, aka the devil, on each and every level. Every day we settle and Willie lit the ghetto. Divine calm, but take on the image of monsters. Call ourselves goons, drive around with choppers. Gotta get back to the love, man, can't nothing stop us. But ourselves, not even jail, all them coppers.
Demons in your head drive you crazy. Out here selling, swelling, giving, living life shady. Reppin' F, you pay me. The drama that a day brings. Forget the frivolous, you hearing this. Nothing's insecure in this. It's time to rally up. Break the chains that's been tied to us. We rely on us, now we die because of us. No time for the mind and the grind to break free. Confined is the mind and the rhyme. You can't make or take me.
This what come to, this what you wanna do. Put the ill karma out till it come to confront you. I might die for some things, but it won't be something. Like lying to myself that I run things. The dark side, only got one king. And you ain't him, no matter what you're thinking. Don't believe me, show me your thong while your dome still leaking.
Show me your thong while your dome still leaking.
Cake and the cream is your motivation. You think you the star of the show, but what you really don't know, yourself the things that are all time low. Put your heater down, be cool and chill in the AC now. Stop the violence, our people stop the violence.
We are one mind, connecting all people. Teach the young soldiers, the hood need heroes. Changing up the scene, we got enough villains. Robbing, stealing, extorting, killing. This generation has to raise up the conscience. Protect the innocent, the honest, the modest. So I don't wanna say stop the violence, but I will say stop murdering over nonsense. Wars overseas, gang banging in our streets. We under siege, it's time for some peace. We plant the seeds, but we kill the bush before they trees. Wanna see my boy become a man, I'm begging, please. The violence is affecting us, not protecting us. The biggest form of disrespecting us and neglecting us. And you blame it on the music, well then play this. And see how many kids is gonna say this.
Black people, stop the violence. White people, stop the violence.
We drop a cut with all love, try to sever hate. Hey yo, we never hate, teach them how to educate. School them on a hard knock life and pray they graduate. Ain't nothing cool about the streets but a body tank. Your soul levitates, it gets heavy, no featherweight. Let us pray for a better day. Stop the violence for heaven's sake.
You know silence is worse than the violence itself. Hands that build a kingdom so deceiving and misleading. Failure striking the land, tragedy again. Money, power, and gold, idols won't take us home. The problems are pain, the solutions are healing.
Up to sundown. On the outside, this man couldn't put his gun down. Should have thought about it before he let off.
We
that
one for too long, it's overdue in time we speak. Instead of ourselves, it's time we make the violence cease. It's all dead. Forget it, move on and keep treading. Negativity set and look straight and level headed. It's time we make the gun stop. Let's get our youth to practice a jump shot instead of a gunshot. I'm speaking to y'all, I ain't trying to lecture you. It's relevant and it's evident. Manifest. They say we're too small to take down the giant, but this here's the slingshot that struck down Goliath. The old days are gone, it's time for a new approach. Black on black crimes are set up, they don't need a rope. UDF carries blunts and wine, but refuses to sell condoms, they're a part of the crown. Injustice is amongst us, it's time that we rise. Put your index and middle fingers up in the sky. All I see is people decreasing with a ton of sense of action. Why rhyme for a reason? Every day another family is grieving. We need to bond together, be our community's beacon. Not for a day or for a season, but for a lifetime, because this violence only weakens the neighborhood, so we need to put a piece in. Try to reverse the ugliness of what a piece is. Today there's a story about arms firing. The news on the news ain't too admiring. Finds himself in something more inspiring. Violence ain't the answer, just the cancer to society. Gotta make a way, it's time to be role models. Cause what you do, the next generation follows. Use your brain, I know your skull ain't that hollow. Play it clean, lead, and watch the people follow.
And if you're choking on your pride, then you need to swallow. It's time to aim for the point, and I ain't talking hollow. Let's take the fingers off the trigger, throw the guns in the river, for they can't hardly find you like Waldo. Just listen to the song, yo. Revolutionary movement going bozo. With this neighborhood and that neighborhood, if we all work together, we can save the hood.
All right, this is Master Griot Radio, and you've been listening to good music and spoken word. We're getting ready to roll out on this mix right now, but I just want you to just listen, listen while you surf, listen while you work, and pick out your favorites, and whatever ones you really like, please share them. Just come back for the playlist, and please share the music you really like. And leave a comment. Let us know. We want to know which ones you really like. Post it on the page. So we're going to roll out on something a little sexy. We're going to roll out on Paradise. And as always, we speak for you. Peace and love.
touch you alive. It's so perfect, so full of life, so pure, so full of time. And if you like, I'll invite you tonight. Oh, you already know it'd be so nice. I'ma take you up into my paradise. It's a cold, harsh world. Every now and then, you need a little getaway, a vacation full of sensation. I'll make a reservation. I know a place that you like. It's so perfect, so full of life, so pure, so full of time. And if you like, I'll invite you tonight. Reservation.